All right, so download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. Here are today's top stories. North Korea announced that they intend to fire 4 test missiles to land dangerously close to the island of Guam. They've even gone as far as to map out precisely where the missiles will fall. This plan will take some time to pull off, and it's in its, quote, planning phase. So some experts believe it's a strategy to force the UN and the USA's hand to remove sanctions. This is also in response to the president's fire and fury line, where he threatened the rogue state if they continued to threaten us. So what are they doing? Well, they're threatening us. So what's it mean? Well, it means that A, North Korea seems to be provoking us to escalate, and B, that political cartoonists are having a field day with Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump with missiles between their legs. Right? I've seen a few of those sort of circling the internet. Low-hanging fruit, literally, but bravo. Good stuff. The president told the press that maybe his fire and fury line was not tough enough and that North Korea is going to be in trouble like no nation has ever been in trouble before. Then he went on to play Truth or Dare. I missed that part. I wasn't paying attention. The president sounds like a principal that you've already had that is giving you too much detention. Like you have no other options. Like double secret probation. But then again, maybe he's like the principal that expels you when you least expect it. So it's safe to say that the two leaders are just going to keep escalating until one of them stops escalating. Like two bullies playing chicken while the rest of us are sitting in the back seat. But our favorite song's on the radio and we just stopped at Taco Bell, so we're distracted. Wait, did I lose the metaphor? I think I did. Went too far, didn't I? Just stopped at chicken. All right. The media, or social media, have been a little crazy over a weird poll that suggests that half of Republicans would be okay if President Trump postponed the 2020 election if there was voter fraud. Yeah, but it's not. And even if he did want to do that, you think that would work? Really? That you live in this country right now? Sometimes polls and stories are just written to rile up the base. It's a stretch to think that Trump would have the political clout to suspend the election. Although the more I think about it, that would mean no rallies. No political ads, no 24/7 heat maps on cable news. Wait, all that stuff's happening right now and there is no election. Oh, man. They tricked us. They did, didn't they? Like, that was stuff you're like, well, it's election. I mean, they got to have that stuff. And now without an election, they just kept it. It's all still going on. Ugh. The internet is also aghast at two teen babysitters who put a crying baby in a refrigerator in Massachusetts and then Snapchatted it. They've been charged with child endangerment and the whole nine. Terrible idea, of course. You don't put a baby in the fridge. But maybe a bigger no-no, Snapchatting it. I mean, I feel like every childhood prank that babysitters or friends pulled on me, if it was broadcast, yeah, I'd be making a lot of prison visits right now. But it wasn't, right? That was called growing up. I don't know. I'm not saying that you should be putting babies in a refrigerator. But if you're going to do that, don't broadcast it. Yeah. Former Second City and SNL star Rachel Dratch tweeted out that she got a notice in the mail for a parking ticket that she got in Chicago 20 years ago. She lives in New York now. We want the money, Lebowski. Give us the money. Actually, that seems about right, right? I think mine is worse. I still think mine is worse. I complained about it last week. The letter I got saying I got a ticket that was never issued to me. I beat the meter cop to the car. We did the old wink and nod to say it was cool, and she wrote me up anyway. I never actually got the physical ticket. That, to me, that's next-level garbage, right? Getting in trouble for not paying a ticket because you moved, that's one thing. But getting in trouble for never getting a ticket in the first place? What kind of big brother world are we living in? What's next? Surge pricing when it comes to meters? Oh, they're doing it! In weather, it was hot. Now it's raining. Yeah. And I think there's an eclipse coming soon. I haven't heard much about it, but I think that's coming as well. In sports, the Bears, well, they kick off their preseason tonight against the Broncos at Soldier Field. John Fox against his old playoff squad. It'd be good to see all the Broncos players and their former head coach reminisce about winning. Remember what that was like? Former Northwestern quarterback Trevor Siemian's the starter for the Broncos. The Bears starter, Mike Glennon, a pick six, then a 3-and-out. It's about right. Pick six on his first drive. This is exactly what the internet exploded with a bunch of Jay Cutler memes. This is going to be a terrible year. And it's not even for what's on the field. It's just going to be a terrible year for Jay Cutler memes. The Bears right now, the defense making a play. Sort of. Who knows? It's preseason. All eyes on Trubisky tonight. He's going to get a chance to play. We're not watching because we want him to be this year's quarterback, but we want to so judge the Bears for trading up to make him the franchise quarterback, right? First incomplete pass, delay a game, interception, forced timeout. Chicago's going to turn. Lots of irate callers going on tonight. We should have picked the safety. But like, I'm just going to tape the game to see how big Adam Shaheen is. That's all. That's all I'm interested in. Who's not playing? Eh, who cares? The only good thing about a preseason game just means that we're this much closer to the season starting. About a month away, and I know that because Hard Knocks just started. So, there you go. Cubs got a day off today. They're going to be back in business against the Diamondbacks tomorrow, but they'll do it without Wilson Contreras, who's out indefinitely with a hamstring issue. The Cubs are bracing themselves for an extended absence, but maybe not as bad as they thought. Alex Avila will be the starting catcher. Now, the Cubs should also be concerned with the surging St. Louis Cardinals, who right now have worked themselves back into contention thanks to a little free range, Dexter Fowler. But they're a game and a half behind the Cubs, now in second place ahead of the Brewers. If the Cards win tonight, a game back going into the weekend where they play Atlanta at home and we play the Diamondbacks on the road. Looking at the sched, four-game sets against the Brewers and Cardinals right at the end of the season, both on the road. This is the best thing that could happen to the Bears. Everyone's going to be watching baseball till October, possibly November, and they'll be like, they're 1-6? Huh. Didn't even notice. The White Sox turned into world beaters this week, taking the first two games of their three-game set against the Astros. The Astros are the best team in the AL, but they're not looking like it. They've been pretty awful since the break, but George Springer, Carlos Correa are back from DL stints soon, so that might just be their chill time. Right? Every team's got a chill time. They go again tonight at the Cell. Don't look now, but the Chicago Fire have moved back in the first place. The zero-to-hero story is a good one. Don't sleep on these guys. Seriously, they're grown men. They're not beds. And finally tonight, Chance the Rapper will donate 30,000 backpacks to the Bud Billiken Parade this weekend. He's the Grand Marshal. Kids are going to go crazy. Not because of the backpacks. They're going to open the zipper and be like, what, nothing in here? It's just a backpack? No swag? No Grammy swag? And I thought you loved us, Chance. Or Mr. Rapper, if that's your real name. That's his real name. That's the carry out for August 10, 2017. The summer days are flying by. Hey, do you need coffee stirrers? Seriously, we have millions. I mean, who even uses them anymore? You shake. No need to stir. All right, coming up, Professor Charles Lipson gives us an idea of how we got to where we're at with North Korea. The professor at the University of Chicago talks about the political strategies of the past. And community activist Hal Baskin join me at the big table. Download 720 WGN. Stay with us.